the actual Kentucky Constitution was ratified here in Danville in 1792. We had the first post office was the Alleghenies, and the first courthouse in the state of Kentucky.
When visitors come to Danville, what are some of the key things that they should see?
Well, they could start right there at Constitution Square, and that is where the Constitution was ratified. And a lot of our own early history, one of our really important taverns where not only the first drinks went down in the saloons, but some of our most important political decisions were made. And then we have a house museum across the street. And then stay right there on Main Street. Danville has a very charming, appealing Main Street, one of the most cohesive and intact historic Main Streets in the state. When you ask people, what's probably the most important thing, interesting thing, unique thing Danville has to offer, a lot of people are going to tell you simply it's downtown, our streetscape, because it is very charming, well cared for. And our courthouse is one of our oldest buildings there on Main Street. And there's a park that surrounds it, Whitaker Park. And then right there next to it is our community art center. It's a federal courthouse building that was converted into a public art space about 5 or 6 years ago at the end of our Main Street, Center College. In Kentucky, Danville has a really important education history, too, because Transylvania University was founded here, then moved to Lexington. You had Center College come about in the early 1800s, and then you have the Kentucky School for the Deaf, which was the first ever state-sponsored school for hard of hearing and deaf children.
I understand that Danville has been named a Kentucky Cultural District.
That's right. We have Pioneer Playhouse, which was the first outdoor theater in Kentucky, and every summer they offer performances and bring in a lot of professional and semi-professional actors and actresses. The Center College, the Norton Center for the Arts, it's a really fantastic, fascinating building. It sits alone on the campus because it really doesn't blend. It's a Frank Lloyd Wright design, and they bring in performers from all over the world. And then we also have a community center, theater, that's West T Hill. So they sponsor events throughout the year. And then the community arts center that I mentioned earlier, they're starting to do a whole lot of public programming, a lot of arts exhibits of our local artists and regional artists.
Now, what is there for the visitor to see nearby Danville?
Perryville is an extremely well-visited site, especially for the Civil War buffs out there. Perryville was considered, the bloodiest battle of the Civil War, and the battlefield is in extremely great shape. They've managed to preserve a whole lot of that site out there. And the town itself, very small, so charming. The other thing we have, depending on the weather, is Lake Harrington, right? And that's like an over 2,000-acre recreational lake. It's gigantic.
Danville hosts a brass band festival every June, and in nearby Perryville, there's a Civil War battle reenactment in October. Another attraction not far from Danville is Shaker Village. With a postcard from Boyle County, Kentucky, I'm Steve Hirschberg.